Warning! The following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
So the Dodgers will have lost like three straight or something.
Four, I think, if they lose tonight. And the Rockies aren't helping themselves because they lost again today, losing two out of three to the Tigers, which is uncalled for.
They're a good team, man, Detroit. They're a good team.
They're not.
They got the best Venezuelan team guy ever. Verlander. That's the reason why I said we should go get Verlander.
As a team, they're not very good.
They've got a lot of really good guys on that team.
Yes.
They haven't had as good a season this year. They've traded a lot of guys away, but that's a team that's 2 years away from being in a World Series.
Oh, no. No, they're in the American League. Houston was that team 4 years ago.
No, I'm telling you, Detroit.
They're 58-74.
Yeah.
The team we should have beaten.
Probably.
But the Rockies did not, and so they continue their tumble. I believe they're only three games up on the next in that wild card race, which is with 30 some games to go. That's a little disheartening. Let me check.
The last time they were in the World Series was 2012.
Who?
They were good, but they...
Detroit?
No, the Detroit Tigers. Yeah.
I said Detroit?
No, the Tigers.
The Rockies are three games up on Milwaukee.
Okay, well, that's where they've been for nearly 2 months. It's been three games back.
No.
Yeah.
No, listen, yes. Earlier this week, they were 4.5 games up.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you that they have been roughly between 3 and 5 games over the who's ever second in the National League Central for probably the last month.
Okay. That's fair. They needed to sweep Atlanta. Atlanta's not good. They needed to take 2 out of 3 against Detroit. Unless something, and this is at home, by the way.
Yes, I agree with that. I think it's listen, I'm not saying I'm happy.
I will go back to what I said at the beginning of the season. And when we first started here.
Okay.
If the Rockies don't make the playoffs this year, I will not be overly disappointed. I believed they were a year away when this season started from seriously competing for a solid playoff spot. And I still believe that. So if they make the playoffs this year, that's great. It's a year ahead of schedule. If they don't make the playoffs, well, that's kind of what I expected. They should still end up with a winning record. 85 to 86 wins this year. Now, if they get 86 wins, they should be in the playoffs. That means they've got to win 16 more games, 15 more games. So the thing we've been saying, they've got to play 500 baseball.
Yes.
But they're under 500 since the All-Star break by like 4 or 5 games.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay.
So they're going to have to get hot.
Yes, but they're playing the National League West again, and they play them a lot.
That's what's tough, because these stupid Diamondbacks. God, I almost dislike the Diamondbacks more than I dislike the Dodgers.
Well, there's a lot to dislike about Arizona. For instance, Paul Goldschmidt is just, all he does is rake. Like, he's the best player maybe Paul Goldschmidt may be the best baseball player in the major leagues. And no one knows about him.
Well, he won't win the MVP, but he's in the discussion for MVP. Like, I've heard his name brought up on several national shows about He won't win the MVP, but he should. He should.
Who's the guy from San Antonio, the basketball player who no one knows who he is? Kawhi Leonard?
Kawhi Leonard. I thought you were talking about the guy who just retired.
No, Kawhi Leonard.
Okay.
So, like, no one knows that Kawhi Leonard is as good a basketball player as he is.
See, I believe people do.
I believe people who know basketball do. Yeah, but that's fair. So everyone, somebody,
he's not a household name.
Yeah, who got a grief by saying that he's not a superstar? But because
I don't believe he is.
It has nothing to do with the way he plays basketball. It's just he's not. Right. You know,
he's not a household name.
If he was to wander through Denver, he probably would not get recognized.
Fair enough.
Tim Duncan would get recognized.
It's hard to miss a 12-footer. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to miss Tim Duncan. You know,
Manu Ginobili would not make it through.
See, I'd recognize him.
I mean, he looks like every other like balding hipster.
You know, he looks like Mario.
Like Mario from
the video game. Like Mario the plumber
from Mario Brothers
with less hair. Yeah,
he's got the hat.
He's got the hat. It's like put a little mustache on him.
You and Chi Chi can go as that. For Halloween.
The Mario Brothers. No. I think I'll go as the grape. I like the grapes idea.
Just go as one grape.
Just one big giant grape. No. So
you should go as the son from the Jimmy Dean sausage commercials.
That just seems like a lot of work. I have to put like a whole thing around me, whereas opposed to if I go as grapes.
No, you just make a sphere.
I would much rather just staple balloons to me and go as grape.
It would be harder to make that than the sphere.
I can blow up balloons and staple them to a shirt. That's not hard. I can do that real simple. I just, you know, as far as the Rockies go, there's not much to talk about. Here's why I dislike Arizona.
Okay.
I don't understand their success. Like, they should not be this good. They have Goldschmidt, but we've got Arenado.
Yeah, they have Greinke.
We've got Story Blackman.
No, Greinke is like a two-time Cy Young winner.
Yeah, but we've got Blackman.
Yeah.
Okay. So their roster is not significantly better than Colorado's. They don't spend significantly more money on their players. They were supposed to be second to last in the division, and here they are again playing way over their heads. It's mind-boggling to me how Arizona just consistently plays above expectations.
They have great pitcher. Okay, so they have great pitchers. Zach Greinke, Robbie Ray is spectacular pitcher.
He's good.
As well.
He's not great.
They have Paul Goldschmidt. They have Jake Lamb, who is an infielder who was he's the third baseman, and he was a All-Star this year.
Okay.
AJ Pollock has always beaten up on the Rockies. You have David Peralta, who is a very good outfielder.
He was a former Rocky.
David Peralta was not.
Peralta was...
Chris Owings is another guy who's very good. And then Tajuan Walker, who's another pitcher, who's like their third there, is good. And then they have Fernando Rodney, who is a very good closer.
Listen, you can spew all these names at me that you
want. Okay, I'm just telling you, they have a good team.
Statistically, they are not supposed to be this good. If they have such a good team, why were national publications picking them to finish last or second to last in the division?
The same reason why they were picking the Colorado Rockies to do so the same. I mean, no, it's a crapshoot. By craps, I mean dice.
No, I think you can look at teams and go, you're going to be pretty good. I think we looked at Rockies and said, they're going to be good, not great. They're a year away. We looked at the Dodgers and said, these guys are going to be freaking great. And we were right. And I think we're right about the Rockies. I think the Arizona Diamondbacks, they were not supposed to be this good.
Well, people were wrong. I don't know what to tell you.
But they do this all the time, and it makes me mad.
They're snakes.
They are. Weasley.
D-backs. D-backs.
Darren Copeland.
Backs.
More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.